You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Greenpeace and other environmental organisations have been calling for bans on deep sea mining internationally. I spoke to Greenpeace deep sea mining campaign lead, James Hitter, about these international campaigns, how they're connected and why they're so important. I also asked about these actions in the context of Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta's commitment to the Global Oceans Treaty. I started by asking them to explain the anti-deep sea mining action that took place in Mexico this morning.
Yeah, it's one that's quite close to my heart because I travelled to Mexico last year to take action against this ship, the Hidden Gem, which is owned by the Metals Company, a deep sea mining company. We delivered a really strong message saying no mining of the Pacific Ocean should take place. They're still going ahead with those plans, and Greenpeace Mexico today went out with a bunch of activists, took ribs up to the ship, jumped on board and displayed signs saying no deep sea mining in both English and Spanish as well, which was really beautiful, and some of them are still on that ship right now.
How does this compare to the situation or campaigns we've seen to end deep sea mining in Aotearoa?
Yeah, well, it's all really deeply interconnected. We've had a company called Trans-Tasman Resources trying to mine off the coast of Taranaki for many, many years, over a decade now. And it's been thanks to the likes of Iwi and Hapu and people like Debbie Ngarewa Packer who have led the campaign to stop seabed mining here in Aotearoa. So it's a really, close to my heart thing, knowing that it's both a risk here in Aotearoa's waters, but also internationally. And so far, only Te Pāti Māori and the Greens have it in their policies that they will ban seabed mining, and we're calling on all political parties to do that as well.
Why is banning deep sea mining so important?
I think the first thing to know and understand is that mining in the ocean is hugely destructive. But if we go a layer deeper, mining in the ocean isn't going to take any mining away from on land. It's like the biggest argument is mining on land is really bad. Wouldn't mining in the ocean be better? But no, we're not talking about closing land-based mines. We're talking about overall more destruction, more mining, more environmental harm. And now we're talking about opening up one of the most precious and one of the least disturbed places on the planet to massive-scale mining. It just doesn't make sense.
Then why are some political parties refusing to support a ban?
Well, in Labor's case, I think it's a lack of political will to do very much. They had the opportunity to support a members' bill which would have banned seabed mining here in Aotearoa and laid down the foundations for a really strong environmental protection for Te Moana Nui Akiwa and the waters of Aotearoa. But then you've got the flip side, like ACT, who just flat out disrepute any kind of environmental harm and think that it's a really good thing that we're creating more business and doing all that kind of thing, no matter the harm that it will cause. So it's different for different parties.
Greenpeace is also part of a campaign putting pressure on the Norwegian government to ban deep sea mining. What is the role of international collaboration or solidarity in movements like this?
I think it's been really key. We have seen this campaign to stop deep sea mining in international waters for a really long time now, and that's been thanks to the likes of Greenpeace having its international presence, but also other organisations like the Sustainable Ocean Alliance and the Deep Sea Conservation Coalition. And recently, when Norway announced that they were looking to open up the Arctic to deep sea mining, we were all absolutely shocked. We're using our international presence to put pressure on the Norwegian Prime Minister and the Norwegian government to say, let's not open the Arctic up to deep sea mining. That's a ridiculous idea, and to protect the oceans worldwide.
Are treaties or collaborations between nations to look after our oceans something that should be a foreign affairs priority for our next government?
Absolutely. I was really proud to see Nanaia Mahuta sign the Global Oceans Treaty in person and early. That was a really, really good sign from the government of today. But we need to see that continue. We need to see continued support for blocking the International Seabed Authority from proceeding with deep sea mining and protecting at least, if not more, than 30% of the oceans by 2030. It's an absolute must. We get every second breath we take from the oceans. So, you know, we just can't survive without oceans protection.
What is the significance of us signing the Global Oceans Treaty?
You know, it means that we are likely to now go on to ratify that treaty. That's a really important part. You know, we've got this far thanks to the likes of activists all across the world doing this work and pushing for oceans protection. And the treaty is a really good thing, but it still needs to be ratified by the majority of countries. So in signing that treaty, we're committing to doing so. And I'd really like to see the new government, whoever they are, commit to oceans protection and committing to ratifying that treaty.
That was Greenpeace deep sea mining campaign lead James Hitter about the international campaigns to ban deep sea mining.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.